will yearn one day for the good old days of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. What's coming behind them is scary as Stalin, Mao, and Hitler, and I am not over-exaggerating. Trump has promised that if he remains in power, he will declare under Executive Order 13959, he'll declare China to be an enemy and call them a belligerent nation, and no trading will be allowed with China under the Trading with the Enemies Act. And Trump also domestically and also across foreign lands has 40 generals that I've been told that support him, and that they're ready to come to his aid when he drops the hammer. Forces are amassed at Nellis Air Force Base to invade California. I know about it. Paul Preston knows about it. Paul Preston's people in New California were asked, in the event of a calamity such as this, would their people be ready to take over the reins of California government? This is the beginning of the Civil War, because I can't see Biden Harris sitting back and just allowing that to happen.
If you have not been looking at C60 as a means to significantly improve your health and your immunities, you should be. Here's why. First, a strong and healthy immune system is your body's first defense. And for those with a strong immune system, your body will adequately fight illnesses without medical intervention. Second, C60 is safe. As long as you're taking a high quality C60 with no added fillers or solvents. Third, C60 is the best means of removing free radicals from your body that exist. It's at least 200 times better at this function than vitamin C and any other antioxidant. This is the magic. When you free up your body's resources from fighting free radicals, they then can focus their attention on healing. Every person has different needs, but the magic begins when your body can start to heal. So now it becomes clear you need the best free radical fighter that exists, and that is C60 with flaxseed oil and curcumin. Go to sarahwestall.com/shop and learn more about why this formula is so powerful. Also available by diffuser with ultra refined C60 oil to safely get directly into your lungs. It's also the best way to help your family pets by just being in the same room. Be sure to read the research and, of course, use the current coupons to save money when you buy. Patrons also receive a 10% discount. You can find that code at patreon.com/sarahwestall. Remember, keeping you and your family safe is the most important thing you can do. Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. First, I got to tell you that my website was taken down. I apparently am a target of somebody in our government. GoDaddy decided to take it down, and I learned about it late afternoon on Monday, January 11th. And so I called up GoDaddy and asked them what is happening with my channel. The very supportive customer service, very nice guy. I was on the phone for about an hour trying to figure out what happened. He had no idea why my site was taken down, but he did learn that it was their federal crime unit that took it down and that he can't do anything about it. All he can do is put in a request. And of course, they told me it would take 3 to 5 days before I would get any response back. So my whole livelihood and everything's on the line while they mess around and take their 3 to 5 days to finally get back to me without a warning or anything else. Upon further investigation, I believe that they were told to take it down by somebody in our federal government. I have no idea. I don't really think our government is all that trustworthy. At least the FBI and the CIA, we know what they've been doing over the years as far as they did the fake Russian collusion and all sorts of other fake things that they've been making up. So, who knows what they would do to me. The one thing that is strange is why are they targeting me versus so many other people's websites? I know all of us have been shadow banned and you can't find us off Google and all those things, but to actually target my website and want to take it down is kind of unbelievable. But maybe I hit a nerve. Maybe that General McInerney hit a nerve with that. Maybe it's just all my content put together. I have no idea. Maybe it's taking me down before something happens. I don't know, but there are so many other patriots out there doing good work as well. So I don't know what I specifically did that caused me to be pinpointed and targeted. I don't lie. I tell the truth. And maybe they're just worried that I have too much integrity. I don't know. And maybe there's a lot of other people who are disinfo, but I do know that there are some great patriots that I work with who I trust, and I trust everything that they put out. At least I trust that they are working very hard to put out very truthful information. So I'm not the only one. So it's very strange. I'll keep you posted on what's going on, but I've got to let you know that I've been set up as sarahwestall.org and sarahwestall.net. And unfortunately, there are problems of people getting to those, to my site as well. I do notice that my site is picking up traffic again. So people are getting there, but there are quite a few that are still being blocked. And certain countries, the UK apparently is blocking my website. So we are going to do some things and see if I can get that cleared up. I'm not sure, but we're going to do our best. I just ask people that if you get a warning saying that it is dangerous content, and at the bottom there's a button that says, if this is inaccurate information about this website, please submit a ticket. I ask that you guys all submit a ticket if you see that and say this site is safe. Because, you know, it's safe. It's just my website. So please do that if you can. I will be on the front lines. I will keep posting information, the best interviews I can find, the best intel I can find. I promise you that. I think our country is on the line. And I'm like the rest of you. I just want our country to be safe, free from corruption, and have future for our children. And I'm not seeing that. And I'm very worried about the future of our country. But I want to talk about this interview. I have Dave Hodges coming. He has quite a bit of intel. He's been spending a lot of time trying to figure out what's going on. He's going to share the intel he has with us. This interview was supposed to go up 24 hours ago, but I was delayed because of my website. So I still believe it's all good information. You know, the plans are the plans. Now, when it comes to strategy, things are going to be changing really quick because they just do as the grounds change. But we're going to be getting the best intel that we can possibly get. And I want to warn you, like anything else, we're going to be fed disinformation, and they're going to work hard to make it as confusing as they possibly can for people. And there are disinfo agents out there that are in the media. And so you just be careful what you hear, what you get, cross-reference it, make sure you're protecting yourself, and don't take everything as 100% fact, because you don't know who's telling you the truth. Even the most truthful people could be getting bad information. So just take that to heart. I think that's really important right now. And the most important thing is to protect you and your family, and make sure you can protect yourself with having maybe some silver, having food, having your your weapons of choice, something to keep you safe, and maybe even have a way to get out of your area, especially if you're in a dense city area. Okay, so I want to tell you that in this interview today with Dave Hodges, we get into what intel he has, and then it gets into more theoretical. We get into kind of biblical things, and I am going to put that on for my patrons and for my sarahwestall.tv as an exclusive. The reason why I'm doing that is I don't think everybody out there necessarily needs to hear it, nor are they ready to hear it, or does it fit their worldview. And I don't necessarily think it's something that everyone needs to hear anyways. I think what we're giving you as far as tactical, practical, physical, some things that are tangible information is what I'm doing publicly. The information that's not as tangible, more theoretical, we're talking more about why this is occurring, some history as well, and not everybody wants to hear it, not everybody's ready to hear it. And so that will be for my patrons and for sarahwestall.tv. And I want to warn you, some of this is daunting, what you're going to hear. And please just take this in stride. Just remember that there are bigger forces at hand than you, and that if we work together and that we project love and what we do together, determines our future. And so if we work very hard to create a more peaceful, loving environment for humanity, that's what we'll end up creating. So we just have to keep fighting in that direction. So I also want to remind you, please sign up for my newsletter. Now you have to go to sarahwestall.org under subscribe, so /subscribe, and sign up for my newsletter, and you'll keep getting information. And if you see any link that doesn't work, just go in and change the .com to .org and it'll work again, because all the links are the same. It's just the .com now is different. So all my past videos, links all over the place are going to be changing. Also on podcasts, some of my podcasts are not going to be up to speed. I'm working hard to get my feed changed everywhere because I no longer am feeding it through .com, sarahwestall.com. It's now coming through sarahwestall.org. So I have to update all the different podcast platforms. So I just want to warn you that that's going on as well if you happen to listen to me on podcasts. So let's get into my interview with Dave Hodges.
Hi, Dave. Welcome back to the program.
In these very interesting times.
Yeah, I have a ton of questions for you because I know you have been talking to intelligence and military, and you have so many sources. And, you know, of course, we're all trying to figure out what's going on, but you have been given, well, you've been on top of it. And obviously, we have to be really careful because we're not sure how much is 100%. And yes, plans change too, right? But you have some good information to share. And I think it's uplifting, actually, with everything that we're seeing with the censorship. Could you talk about what you have been doing over the last few days to collect information that you were able to share?
Well, I've had literally a couple dozen conversations with people. Some I haven't talked to for a while. The events of the day are bringing people out of the woodwork, as they say. And I've been introduced to new people from old sources who are telling very interesting stories about what Trump is going to do. I think I know his plan pretty well, but I also think his plan could be a house of cards. And he's trying to.
Well, and isn't that true that any plan when we're at war, I mean, this is a communist takeover right now. I mean, my site was just taken down. I'm getting it set up in another country. It's happening to all of us. All the other platforms are down. They're working to get back up. But luckily, BitChute has been dealing with it for a while. So they're up right now. But all of us are.
I know.
And so we are at war. So a house of cards is always the case when we're at war, but can you talk, I don't want to cut you off, but I had to say that so people understand when you say it's a house of cards, that's why, but talk about what you've learned.
Well, I've learned that, the president is, working with foreign entities to assist him. And, he's had to, because the minute he gains the upper hand, Pelosi and friends will call in the UN and parts, you know. And he's been talking with Putin. Putin has been trying to get Iran to stand down. And Israel will come to the United States' aid if Iran denuclearizes. Trump has promised that if he remains in power, he will declare under Executive Order 13959, he'll declare China to be an enemy and call them a belligerent nation, and no trading will be allowed with China under the Trading with the Enemies Act. And the trading will be redirected in large part to Iran in exchange for their cooperation. Now, overthrowing the mullahs is probably part of the deal. Putin has been brokering this deal. This would also put Turkey and their troops on our land. And you know, it's really interesting. There was a statement in the media, well, maybe 6 weeks ago, 2 months ago, that the Turk said if Donald Trump needed help, they'd be happy to come in. It's kind of interesting how they tipped their hand. But so the players in this whole scenario, foreign scenario, is happen to be Russia, Turkey, Israel, and Iran. And Trump also domestically and also across foreign lands has 40 generals that I've been told that support him and that they're ready to come to his aid when he drops the hammer. So that's and Trump is going to use, what is it, Executive Order 13848, 13959, and the Insurrection Act. So, and he has not invoked the Insurrection Act. There's a rumor out there now. Today he did that. He has not done that yet.
Yeah, that's my understanding, because I had General McInerney on, and he said the same thing. He could not confirm that the Insurrection Act was actually initiated. And when he does initiate it, he will be doing it and taking over the airwaves so he can do it. I don't know how that's going to work. But I also want to talk to you and ask you about China, because my understanding is that they want war with China, and Trump didn't want to bring in another war. And part of the reason why they're so, the chiefs of staff, the military industrial complex, wanted war with China and Trump didn't. But I do know that a lot of the Democrats and the British and the people who are behind taking over this country want to work with China. So it's, I'm a little confused as to the war with China, even though, you know what I'm saying?
James Comey took voting machines and sent them to China. China rebranded them and sold them back. It's an act of war. They've engaged, that's 13848. They've engaged in foreign interference in an American election. And that can also bring on the Insurrection Act as well as martial law. China is foolish. China's already been told this. Trump has complete support from the submarine fleet. Some of the submarine fleet has been given independent autonomy to determine when to fire nuclear missiles on China. And that's when China's perceived to be crossing our border. And there's an operating scenario right now that says that China will start trouble with Taiwan, Hong Kong, possibly South Korea and Japan. And the United States will come to their aid. And to tie up as much of the United States forces as they can, they'll come across the Canadian border as well as the southern border. If that happens, China's getting nuked. But there's also a school of thought out there that says that China doesn't care. China would be just as happy taking over North America, killing every person in it, and claiming this for their own and moving everything here. They feel that they can be self-sufficient with North American resources. They would also be the king of water, which will be the new oil. With True North moving, it's caused ice cap melts, and fresh water is abundant in Canada. And within the next 5 to 10 years, Canada will be the leading exporter of water in a planet that's water starved. So China wants this peace. And I want to say this too, to the Canadian people listening, please hear me clearly. You will be exterminated the same way as Wei Fang and the two defense ministers before him have promised to do to America, because they want your resources. You have been sold out by your government, and they will exterminate each and every one of you if they can. And the Canadians need to act accordingly.
Yeah, I think you're right with that. That's very sad, but I think you're right. So what do you think is our time on this? Because if Trump doesn't move, he cannot protect the country. One thing that General McInerney said is that Trump has an oath of office. If he doesn't protect the country with this information, with the fact that the country is being taken over by a communist, they want to put us into a communist technocracy type regime. And there's obvious foreign interference. It's an obvious coup. If he does not go forward and protect the country, then he's actually committing treason and not doing his oath that he has committed under, you know, as the president.
I would agree with that. But if he didn't act, there'd be no one left to prosecute him. In other words, the other side wants this. The other side is owned by China. In fact, it's so bad that there is a plan B to the plan A I just gave you involving those four nations. Plan B is a Texas secession from the Union because they will not capitulate to Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal because they're oil rich. And so they will leave. In this plan, the governor of Texas, who's a communist Chinese ally, he will be deposed, and Dan Patrick, the lieutenant governor, will take over. And there's speculation I've heard that Trump will be the executive head of Texas. And some of the base commanders, if not all of them in Texas, have agreed to support this move militarily.
Now, what is your belief that it is that Plan B is Plan A at this point?
Well, Plan A is the preferred option. If these 40 generals align, and they put, say, 7,000 to 10,000 troops each in the 18 blue cities to stop the rioting, and they move on key installations and seize them, and they seize the voter information, and they have military tribunals in which people will be tried for election fraud as well as treason because Communist China is involved, that is the preferred plan. But these 40 generals also have to believe they're going to get foreign support because they're soon going to be outnumbered. The Obama forged an agreement before he left office, he and Kerry. And it allows the United States, as one of 29 signatories, to bring in foreign entities to restore peace and tranquility. And these generals know they would soon find themselves to be outnumbered. This is why this deal in Europe and the Middle East is paramount to Trump staying in office, because foreign troop support would be needed.
My understanding, even if, let's say that the generals fold and they get nervous and the Texas plan works, my understanding, and General McInerney, I asked him straight out, if we are taken over, how long, I mean, are we going to be exterminated, people like me and you? Me and you, meaning the general? He says, yes, they will exterminate us. If they're exterminating people off Twitter and they're treating us like they are everywhere, they're essentially exterminating us now. Mm-hmm. They will be doing that for real very quickly. And with the plan B, even if it's Texas, what happens to the other people in the other states?
California might join Texas. And the reason I say that is because forces are amassed at Nellis Air Force Base to invade California. I know about it. Paul Preston knows about it. Paul Preston's people in New California were asked, in the event of a calamity such as this, would their people be ready to take over the reins of California government? This is the beginning of the Civil War, because I can't see Biden Harris sitting back and just allowing that to happen. And it's really the conservatives' notion of CalExit. And Gavin Newsom's in big trouble. Big trouble. And if California's taken over.
And why do you say that? Just so people know.
Well, because first of all, he's done so much dirty business with the Chinese. He's embezzled with and for the Chinese. He has misappropriated federal disaster funds for the fires. There's evidence linking him to willful complicity with the fires. In other words, like Paradise, and Newsom's office was part of this, as well as Pelosi, Schiff, and some of the others. And this was a communist Chinese operation in part. And the speculation even says, and this gets really convoluted. I'm trying to think of a way to make this really simple. The U.S. Space Force was a secret space entity Trump didn't create anything. He just brought it out in the open and then got better funding, and he wanted complete control over it. And that's because there's a second secret space force that's out there, in which the communist Chinese are participants, as well as people who we'd normally label globalists. And if you want to know about the directed energy weapons and where they came from to start the California fires, I just told you. It's the second secret space program. It wasn't directed energy weapons from planes. It came from near Earth orbit. And these two forces out in space oppose each other. My dad used to work with an admiral, and they were the first ones to rewire ships in the Navy, like the Roosevelt carrier, to accept the first nuclear weapons. The son of this admiral, who I've known since I was 3 years old and we were on bases together as kids, he was in the secret space force. He's now in a different capacity. And in my age, and we talk a lot, and he tells me there's going to be a war in space.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
A war in space. And that war could determine in part what happens here on this planet. Now, I don't know what your sources know about this. I'll just go back very quickly. I hadn't planned to go down this avenue, but I had to be quiet about this. My dad was did R&D for the secret space program with captured German scientists in theoretical physics model. And I have some recollection of events that were just striking, because my dad was so worried about the CIA infiltrating his work, he got permission to actually bring some of the Germans under guard to our house. And then my mom would usher us out of the house. We used to get the visits from Secret Service every 6 months. Do you know what your dad does? And that continued for me until I was in college. In 1984, and this was, oh gosh, probably 15 years after he left this service directly, he told me, he said, I got about a year left to live. So in 84, 85, he told me everything that was coming. He said the Nazis have really won the war. And he said they've all made that very clear to me when we reverse engineer them. And he said their physics was 200 to 300 years ahead of what we had. And he told me about the suppressed technology and how Tesla technology, which was the hyperdimensional physics, so to speak, was where we should have gone as a society. But we stayed with Newtonian three-dimensional physics. And now we're starting to see strides naturally coming about with Tesla technology.
Yes.
People
figuring it out on their own.
Yes. But see, this advanced technology is in space. And it's not just about orbital platforms, but there are massive weapons platforms out there on both sides. I was invited because of what I knew, and I couldn't go public because my dad told me, if you go public, not only might they kill you, he said, if you go public and it's early on in the game, they'll come in, they'll take your mom's pension that I've earned, the two pensions, one in intelligence community and one for the Navy, and she'll be without. And he was very, very explicit that I could not go public. But I did develop private sources. Vance Davis, formerly of the NSA, knew about the secret space program, was involved with it in NATO when he was assigned to NATO as an attaché. And my friend, the late Bill Pollack, same thing. So I was invited to a conference in 1997 where Edgar Mitchell and Ken Arnold and some other astronaut types, scientist types, were there. We all had to sign a non-disclosure agreement. I kept wondering, why the hell am I here? Because these guys know a lot more than me. And we all told our own story, and mine was certainly just secondhand. But I got to see, when I was there, war games in space. And I mean legitimate war games, formations of ships. Now, you couldn't make out the craft outline. It was too distant, but you could see lights. And you would see lights form V-shape patterns, much like you'd see with jet wings today, like the Blue Angels. And they would move on each other, but no one was being damaged, so you assumed it was a war game. I saw that in 1997. And so I've known about this, and I was told at the time that there are two groups up there. One's the good guys and one's the bad guys. The CIA is with the bad guys, along with the other people I mentioned. So to bring this forward, Trump has two aces in the hole, and no one's talking about the secret space program.
Yep.
But I'm telling you, I know for a fact that they're involved in this, They were the ones that delivered the direct energy weapon to the AT&T building in Nashville. That was a directed energy hit. They put the van or the RV on the ground with the warning, and they did it on Christmas to minimize civilian casualties. But they were trying to disrupt Dominion command and control for Georgia in the upcoming election, and they weren't entirely successful.
Well, because people were in, they knew what was going on. It was a little bit broader than that. But let me ask you, does this also have to do with, okay, the Nazis? Because Jesse Zaboder, who I interviewed quite a bit, says that this is really a Nazi plan too. So I'm hearing it from people. I'm hearing it from you. I'm hearing it from her, which you guys are completely different sources, you know, totally from different perspectives. And then General McInerney actually kind of hinted at that too when he said that they're using the playbook of the Nazis. It's just a total script playbook. So I'm hearing it, okay? Now, how does this tie into the British and their... because I'm also hearing that it's really the City of London and that they're the ones organizing all this. But it's also this globalist cabal Satanist network.
Well, you're talking, the City of London is not exclusive of this cabal. They're part of it. In fact, they're a major part of it.
Yes, that's
you might
even
call them command
that's
and control.
What I'm asking.
Yeah. They're very much a part of it. In fact, what's gone on with Italy and the interference in our election was directed by the City of London. You're absolutely correct on that. That's what you're saying.
And that might be why, yeah. And that might be why they took down my site, because I had some stuff up there about the City of London. They didn't, or the Italy thing. Anybody that has that Italy, I had a report down by Susan Bradford on the Italy. I also reposted the interview that Maria Zach did, because she's the one that brought the information forward with Obama. And because all the platforms are taking that down, because that is evidence that's going on. Now, how does this tie into the Vatican, the blackout at the Vatican? I have some sources telling me that the Vatican has fallen, but they couldn't confirm it. But that's what they're hearing.
Don't know if it's fallen. Well, let's start on the other side of the world and work our way back. Because first, we have to consider what happened in Pakistan.
Okay.
Pakistan went into blackout, and the reason it did is because China discovered this multi-level plot that I'm unveiling for you, and we've only touched the surface. And China was saying, okay, U.S., you think you're going to take control of the world's economy and declare us a belligerent nation and take trade away from us and give it to Iran and possibly North Korea, because North Korea, they're working on flipping North Korea as well, too. And they said, okay, well, we're going to show you. So China and Pakistan had entered into a plot to attack India. And India has been the recipient of a lot of siphoned off Chinese business. And India can't stand China, can't stand Pakistan.
Yep.
They're mortal enemies. And there was thought that Pakistan would be used in a first nuclear strike against India. So Pakistan was taken down. And that was the first step in this domino, because China knows what's coming. In fact, if you even look at the words of Nancy Pelosi, she knows what's coming. Trump is unhinged. He can't be allowed to have control of the nuclear arsenal. Who will he use it against? And she said words of that effect to Leslie Stahl in the 60 Minutes interview. And I'm thinking, Leslie, why didn't you ask her? Who's he going to nuke? House of Representatives? Your house in the Bay Area? Take away your ice cream by nuking it? What's he going to do? But this
what
was allowed to be a standalone comment that went unchallenged.
Okay.
Leslie Stahl just let her rant.
She's
Leslie
terrible.
Leslie Stahl did not challenge. Well, I'll tell you this. The interview was two parts. The first part was, say anything you want about Trump and we won't challenge it. We'll let it stand as fact. And Trump will actually nuke something if we let him keep control of the nuclear football. I mean, that's basically what was stated. Then... this is really telling, and this is kind of off our track, but Leslie Stahl, out of the blue, said, you're 80, your number two is 81, and your number three is 80. Why aren't you grooming younger leadership? And then Ocasio-Cortez's name came up, and I go, uh-oh, CBS And the establishment is supporting the extreme radical fringe of the Democratic Party.
Oh, yeah.
Along with the climate change crowd. And this is, they're kind of signaling, your days are numbered, Nancy and Chuck Schumer. That's was really came through loud and clear. And then Nancy got, she was confronted for being an obstructionist with a stimulus. Leslie Stahl asked her, why don't you have the stimulus bill done? Why did it take months? Oh, the Republican obstructionists. And Leslie Stahl said, well, you're an obstructionist. You obstructed this.
Wow.
But see, anything that had been said previously about Trump, though, was allowed to stand. And then this interview turned into a hit piece on Nancy Pelosi after they got away from Trump.
It really tells you a lot, doesn't it?
It was a very cleverly, I went and watched it again, and it was a very cleverly done plot.
Yeah, she's just an agent.
And so if the average ignorant person's watching this, they're going, yeah, Trump, he needs to be taken out of office before he nukes somebody. But then on the other side, yeah, these old Democrats, they got to go. They got to go in favor of the new ones like Ocasio-Cortez, whose name came up in the interview.
Well, I think she's always been there and lifted by them as their little darling, because she came onto the scene and within a month, she's all over the media. And next thing you know, she's leading the party. She's the youngest one, has no seniority.
I know.
Can't possibly have a political clout with anybody, but the media turned her into somebody. It doesn't work that way. You know that.
Well, you know how she was discovered. Do you know how she was discovered, Sarah?
Yeah, she did an audition.
Yeah. Before she was discovered, she used to frequent nightclubs and do wet t-shirt contests. I'm not kidding you. And the social justice Democrats, this is really a true story. I've actually written about this. The social justice Democrats, headed by Bernie Sanders' two ex-staffers, went out to create the most radical Democrats that they could find. And what they did for a few elections with the House is they targeted.
Hello.
Replaced a centrist Democrat.
I dropped you just for a second. I got you again. That was weird. You were just quiet.
Well, that's interesting. They didn't want this. But anyway, this is Bernie Sanders' intrusion into the Democratic Party to bring on the biggest radicals that most represent his views. And he used his two ex-staffers, and they were called the Social Justice Democrats. And they went out and, like you said, they held auditions. But she was a slimeball. I mean, she's not the kind of girl that a fine, upstanding young man would take home to their mother.
Well, she has a lot of money.
And
I know. She graduated from a good university, but then did nothing. So she probably was just a spoiled brat that didn't have a work ethic. I don't know. But there she is. And then the media created her. Because as you know, when you go into any environment, it takes a while to work up clout and a position and respect of others. Doesn't happen overnight. So they created that in the media, and they're creating this. And she's just a front for whatever the hell they're doing, which you've explained what they're doing.
And she is. They did this in three election cycles, 2 years apart. And they unseated many, many centrist Democrats. Now, the elections that the Social Justice Democrats ran in 2020, they won 93% of them. And now they've crossed over and they're running against Republicans. Now they've stopped the internal purge of the Democratic Party, and they're branching out and trying to take down Republicans. And they're just starting that. I expect in 2022, with the voting machine problems, which will never be corrected under the Democrats, that they'll even get more seats. But what we are seeing here, we will yearn one day for the good old days of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. What's coming behind them is scary as Stalin, Mao, and Hitler, and I am not over-exaggerating.
Well, but is it here now? That's the question that's what people think it is. That's what General McInerney thinks.
Yeah, let's put it this way. Hybrid is here now. The pure Stalinist evil of purges is not quite here yet.
So you don't think we're going to be purged yet?
Depends. If they're This is my hesitation. There are two distinct competing forces for the Democratic Party. This is classic history. In 1917, the Tsar and his family were murdered, and there was a revolution. And then the revolutionaries turned on themselves. You had the White Russians versus the Red Russians, the Bolshevik Revolution. What we are seeing right now is 1917. Out with the old, you know, Christian conservatives, out with the old, in with the new. But the new is extremely radical to radical. And that will be a source, I believe, of a second revolution that'll be very, very bloody. First, they have to take care of us. And once they've taken care of us, then they will turn on each other.
Yeah, I think I could
see classic Russian history repeating itself.